Welcome to Functional Divorce, your guide to healing and happiness. I'm Dr. Karen Finn. So, you know how it is when you get married. You're all cute and adorable and wonderful, and you think about how beautiful you are when you walk down the aisle. But something happens over the years. You know, you kind of let things slip and slide a little bit. Well, maybe I'm the only one that did that. But by the time I got divorced, I think I was the queen of the frumps. And I knew it. You know, I looked at how I changed over the years, and it wasn't in a good way. I also, you know, looked in my closet, and besides seeing frumpy clothes, I saw a whole bunch of things that didn't fit me anymore, because I was one of those people that when I got divorced, I lost a whole bunch of weight. So here I was walking around in essentially sacks of brown. It wasn't a good look. It wasn't a good look for me, and I doubt it's a good look for you if you're doing the same thing. So I realized I was a hot mess, and so I asked for some help, and I worked with an image consultant, and it was an absolutely amazing experience. I went from being the queen of the frumps to actually looking kind of hot. In fact, I hardly recognized myself by the end of the process, but I still felt like me, so it was really good. And that's why I've invited Kay Smith here today. Kay is the energy dressing coach, but her clients refer to her as a godsend. She helps women look fabulous as well as improve their relationship skills through a revolutionary approach called energy dressing. This unique system is based on vibration, so it can help you look younger, look similar, feel more confident, relate better to people, and become more successful. Welcome to Functional Divorce, Kay.
Well, thank you, Karen, and I'm so delighted to be here.
Well, I'm really excited you're here, too. And I need to let everybody know before we go any further that I've hired you to be my image consultant before, haven't I?
Yes, you have. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed your energy in the workshop.
Yeah, and you know, you weren't my godsend when I got divorced. But, you know, you sure were when I was looking to fine-tune my look when I started doing some public speaking. So thanks again for helping me with
that. Oh, well, I'm glad. Thank you.
Okay, so let's get down to business. When you think about a woman's appearance, I think most of us think of three basic things, right? We think hairstyle, makeup, and apparel. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, totally.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, those are the, you know, I mean, think of when a woman goes to get her hair cut and she gets a different style. I mean, it's almost like an instant transformation. The same thing with the makeup. People always notice. And then our clothes, we're always comparing what we're wearing as far as, okay, am I in style? You know, how does this look on me compared to her? So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, let's start where you did with hairstyle. I mean, I've got some really big questions about that because, you know, when I got married the first time, I was 19. And I wore my hair long. Yeah. And I wore my hair, you know, longer. And of course, the styles were different then. So much poofier, you know, because it was the 80s.
The
okay. Give my age away here. But, you know, I wonder, are hairstyles age dependent?
You know, I like to think of hairstyles as being dependent on more the person's personality, or and I'm usually referring to the personality as what their energy is, because it's, you can look at a hairstyle on a celebrity, you take the picture into your stylist, and you think, I want that. Then you walk out, and it doesn't feel right on you. Haven't you ever had that happen to you? It's a great hairstyle, but it doesn't feel right on you. So that's more about knowing who you really are, and then you've got to have the hairstyle that matches that energy. I see people, a lot of times they're always saying, okay, yeah, look, the long hair is for the younger girls, and then you know, as you get older, you have to cut your hair. But it really depends on that person's personality and their energy, because I see women who are 50s and 60s who can do the long hair, it's more about the way they style it and is it mm-hmm. matching? Is it matching with them? Now, I myself don't do long hair. It would look weird on me, but I have clients that it works perfectly on them.
Right, right. So, you know, you said an interesting thing there about looking at magazines to try to get ideas for hairstyles. And that's actually what I did the first time I worked with an image consultant. And, you know, she gave me some suggestions for how to do it. She told me to look at people with similarly shaped faces to help me do that. Not just to look at the hairstyle, but to look at people with, you know, similar features to mine. Do you believe that that's something that could be
helpful? That's actually, you actually are hitting on something that would go along with that, because the features, and this is really, it's uncanny how this works, but your features are pretty similar. When I'm looking at the four different energies, mm-hmm. they usually have certain features that are in common. So with a certain type of individual that I may be suggesting a hairstyle, it is playing into that. It's it used to be old school where they tell you, oh, you have to have you know, everyone needs to try to achieve the looking like they have the perfect oval face. And so you want uh-huh. the hairstyle that's going to camouflage whatever your features are. And so what I'm trying to get people to do is, hey, your features, that's who you are. Let's play up your features.
Yeah.
And so the hairstyle is actually going to play up your, you know, what your unique features are.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it works out beautifully. By using that technique, you know, of looking at people's features in the magazines, I feel like I was successful in finding a hairstyle that worked for me. And then several years later, when I worked with you, you know, we looked at my features again to come up with, you know, what would be a flattering hairstyle. And it turned out that I actually have a little bit of flexibility in what I can do because of my features. It's not all about my nose, which is, you know, what I see when I look in the mirror. most people see my eyes, you know.
And yeah.
So playing up my eyes with the haircuts and drawing attention to the feature that most people see, it turned out to be really important. Now, that made me think of something else I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
So I just said that what I see when I look in the mirror is different from what most people who look at me see when they look at me. How common is that?
Oh, yeah. You know, you you mentioned, you were thinking about, oh, you have to do something that's going to detract from your nose. That seems to be a common thing. People are always like, oh, you know, my nose, I could just, you know, have a different nose and fix it. And then they think they need to do something with their hair that's going to that's what they think. They need to detract from it.
No, I know.
However,
how can you detract from your nose? I mean, this is the middle of your face. Did you wear a ponytail or cut your bangs so they just cover up your nose?
Exactly. But you hit on something, that it was more about playing up your eyes, which you do have these really bright eyes that so when you play up your best features, see, the things that you're thinking everybody's looking at, they're not even looking at it. I mean, we are always our worst critics. So whatever we're saying about ourselves, other people are not having that same perception. They're, you know, I look at you and I don't think that's your nose. I think that's how cute you are. And your eyes, they just twinkle, they're big. So that's really what people are drawn to. Mm-hmm. So and this is one of those things, it's like you'd have to have a conversation with your stylist too and make sure that they they are understanding what you're talking about. When I'm working with clients, it's one of those things that it's an individual thing, and you've got to just point out what is unique about them that we want to enhance.
Right, Right. Because the stylists so often have a different image of who you are than really who you are.
So, you know, often I may take a picture into my stylist, but then I'm saying, okay, I like this about it and I like this about it, but here's what I want to change.
Yeah.
So it's not, because I know what's going to work for me, yet I can give her, because it's, for me, since I know what's going to work, it's very hard for me to find the picture that is perfect for what I think should match who I am. And so if you can get a stylist who can really work with you, oh, you want to keep her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's incredibly important. So let's see, what else do we need? Oh, hair color, right? Because with hairstyle, right, comes color.
Yeah.
And I know that as you know, the years have worn on, my highlights have become, both the natural highlights that happen that aren't quite, you know, the way, the color I'd want them to be, you know, they're gray. And then the highlights that I ask my stylist to put in, right? How do I know if I need highlights, if I need to color, if I should go full gray? I mean, what?
Right.
You know, some people look good with that kind of skunk stripe of gray, you know, but.
Exactly.
How do you know?
Oh, yeah. Some people do. Now, this is where I like to, and I will totally base the hair color on the person's energy. And a lot of times people are saying, oh, well, don't you base it on my eye color, et cetera. And I'm really not. So for you, you've got this very bright, animated hair energy. And so you actually look great with highlights, you know, with something that's shimmery and just, and it just gives you a lift.
Yeah.
However, if I've got a client who's an earth energy, that they're very still, they're very grounded. I mean, they have this appearance of being regal. So they will think, because they're getting older, they need to do highlights, they need to do something to lighten their hair. It has the opposite effect of making them look younger. It actually makes them look older.
Yeah.
But that is for that particular energy. And so I always tell them, so let's just say, for instance, they've got, you know, they have a beautiful brunette, dark, you know, it's just that dark, dark brown hair.
Yeah.
And so they're thinking,
almost black.
Oh, I'm getting older, I need to go lighter. As soon as they do that, they start feeling kind of frumpy and mousy. it's so incorrect to say that you get older, you go lighter.
Yeah.
In fact, when I did this, before I even learned about, you know, the difference in the energies and what works with people, I was buying into that too. So I have red hair. People, well, basically it was my sister. Okay, you're getting older. You need to lighten your hair. You need to put some highlights in it. So I did that, and I didn't get a whole lot of compliments. And then finally, when I went back to just my regular red hair, you know, not trying to mess with it, I had people saying, oh, I'm so glad you're back to red. You were looking so old. So, so you think you're supposed to go lighter because, oh, it's an age thing.
Yeah,
no,
it's not.
Yeah. You can look young. You can look hot. I mean, you can look ageless if you are going along with what your energy is. You can actually look better over the years.
I love that. I totally love that. And I completely agree with that. And, you know, you can definitely go too light. I made the mistake because I saw a new stylist and I told her I wanted highlights. Well, I wasn't specific enough and her idea of highlights were much different than mine. So I wound up white platinum blonde highlights. And I felt horrible. And, you know, some of my friends started asking me, are you feeling okay? You just don't look very good. Did you lose a whole bunch of weight? I'm like, no, I'm still the same size. I promise I'm still the same everything. And then as soon as I went to the, you know, more caramely and honey-colored highlights, the same friends were going, oh, you look so much better. You look so much healthier. I'm just like, oh, my Lord. It's crazy what, you know, your hair color can do for you. But
it is, yeah.
I know that.
And that's why I say that you have to work with a stylist who will work with you. You can't just let them boss you around.
Yeah.
If you're really in tune with who you are, you'll know what's going to look good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think this about covers it, you know, on the hairstyle front.
Okay.
The next item is makeup. Now, when I got divorced, I've been doing my makeup the same way for years and years and years, pretty much since I was 19. You know, and I was not 19 anymore. I was several years older, very close to 40 by the time I got divorced. And the makeup just did not look right anymore. And so the consultant that I was working with had me go much more neutral with my colors instead of adding a whole bunch of colors. And I looked very polished and stylish, right? And, you know, it worked, but I never, ever, ever would have thought to do my makeup like that. Now, I'm guessing I'm not alone. You know, if you've kind of let yourself go and visited the frump land like I did with being married, how can we get ideas and know what to do with our makeup?
Well, just like you keyed in on that, you know, like if you're not working with an image consultant, but you keyed on that about how you had looked at the features of certain people that were similar to yours when you're looking at hair color. You actually could do that for your makeup, but, you know, an easy way to look at this, if I am talking about just different energies, like for your energy, you've got an air energy, it's very bright, you know, it's more animated, you're social. So what I usually choose for your, you know, your energy is I want to make you with these bright eyes, these bright eyes that pop, because that really is your best feature. So the shadows I pick, just the liner, all of that, it's got to, I'll even choose for you something with a highlight where, you know, you've got just a little extra dazzle in there.
Yes. But, I love
you know,
that.
A lot of, yeah. And a lot of people start thinking that, oh, the smoky eyes is what you go for. That's what's in. But see, that doesn't work for everybody. So, on some people that looks perfect.
Yeah.
But, so let's just go back to that, that strong earth energy. They have a very, dramatic quality about them. To me, they appear very regal. With their eyes, I want to have them, I actually want it to be very dramatic, and they're the only type that I would even suggest doing a liquid eyeliner, but they can pull it off. And it will look, that is something that it will pull people into their eyes, and that is what they're focused on, and it works. Now, of course, we want the whole look to work from the hair.
Right.
But that is, it is going, the makeup is going to be different for each type. And so you've got to really think about how you know, if you're really in tune with who you are, you'll feel right when you're wearing the right makeup. And it's gonna feel right to you,
and that's really key, right? Is
exactly it is.
What you'll
notice,
like
people will be looking. Yeah, people will be looking at you, but you won't feel like they're looking at you like, gee, what's wrong? They'll be looking at you like, wow. So that's another big clue that okay, I've got it right.
Yes. Yes. So it's not only the reaction that you receive from others, but it's how you genuinely feel, you know, because we can all admire something, right, in a magazine and, you know, have our friend or somebody at the beauty counter recreate it for us. And, you know, we may like the look of it, but when we look at it on us, the feeling isn't there. It's like it may be pretty, but I'm sure I'm not the only one who's done this, you know, where you say, oh, it's such a pretty look, but then you get it on yourself and it's like, oh, I don't feel so pretty, you know?
Right.
And I think makeup is about feeling pretty, feeling beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling
it's just, you know, I've seen some people, they try to get the smoky eyes and they look like they got a black eye.
yeah, which would totally be me. You know, I do like the bright. I like the fun. I like a little bit of shimmer, you know, and
right.
You know, I like kind of messy. You know, it works for me. But I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of my friends would drive them absolutely insane. You know, they wouldn't feel good. You know, Karen, your hair is never really brushed all the way. Well, you know, that works for me. You know, I like having messy kind of windblown look because, you know, it just works. But, you know, for other people, it just, oh, my God, it would drive them crazy. And they wouldn't feel like themselves. Whereas if I was all buttoned up and tight, you know, it's just like that wouldn't feel like me.
Right.
Yeah. So feelings so important. Okay. But if you're coming out of a divorce, mm-hmm. you're feeling like crap. How do you really know if this stuff is going to feel good or not if you make these changes?
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got to, you know, probably when you are first coming out of divorce, you're feeling so down, I would say one of the best things that's going to help boost your mood, mm-hmm. boost your self-esteem, mm-hmm. is, you know, people think about getting a makeover, but I like to think of, hey, let's do a complete transformation so that this is working for you, so that we're not just doing the outside. We're having that outside match your inside, and you will be amazed at your own natural beauty.
Yeah.
It's something that it goes into the feeling part again.
Yeah.
You just, it's like you've had, you may feel like you've had therapy for years, but it feels so great.
Well, and that's, you know, that's what I really think is important that you're pointing out here. It's not just how, you know, you said how you feel on the inside. And I know what you mean is how you really feel deep down on the inside. Not all this drama and trauma and chaos that you're going through, you know, with the divorce and getting over it and all. But, you know, deep down, who you truly, truly are, right? That's
right.
What you look to enhance.
Not the
crap that you're going through right now.
It's like it should be a pleasure getting dressed, mm-hmm. Putting your makeup on, fixing your hair, and it should feel easy because it's who you are. It's not like you're having to create something that you've seen from a picture and you're trying to duplicate that. It's not that at all.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like I tell people your best beauty is when you are yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to be someone else.
And, you know, that sounds so cliche, but it's so true. You know, it really is so true. Because, you know, I won't even go there, but, well, maybe I should. Maybe we should move on to clothing and shoes now. You know?
Okay.
Maybe
right.
I really should. Because I used to dress sometimes in a way that just felt all buttoned up and closed and definitely not fun, you know,
mm-hmm.
very, very
mm-hmm.
traditional kind of outfits that didn't fit me. You know, I've got mm-hmm. pretty broad shoulders and the rest of me is kind of scrawny, you know, except for my hips, you know, then I get wide again at my hips, but you know, so finding things that really fit me all over the place was hard. And that was one of the things when I worked with, you know, the first image consultant is she was really big on, first off, your clothes have to fit you. You can't walk around in those sacks of brown anymore. And here I was thinking that what I really needed to do was to just update my look, you know, become more fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
do you think is important? Is it the fit or is it the style?
Okay, well, the fit, of course, is important. If you don't have a good alterations person, get one. So, I mean, you know, the proper fitting clothes will look very expensive. You don't have to, shop Neiman's. You can get just whatever you wear. Make sure that you're getting it to fit and it's not touched anywhere. But the other main thing, my system, it's not based, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, I've already had my colors done.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell them is that, well, this system is really, it's a vibrational system. I am not only looking at the colors. I'm also looking at the design lines of the outfit. I'm looking at the texture in mm-hmm. the garment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the shape. You know, it's even in the collars or the pockets. I'm looking at the patterns in the prints. it will all play into who you are. And I've even, you know, sometimes I've worn something that I think, oh, hey, you know, this is my color. The color's great.
Uh-huh.
But it never felt right, and I never got compliments because it was not, it just wasn't the right texture for me.
Yeah.
It was very drapey and flowy, and mm-hmm. that is not me.
Yeah, no.
So when you're doing the clothes, you've got to definitely look at all of those pieces, all of those factors, because this should be something that when you're shopping and you try that on, you will fall in love with it. And
yeah.
That's the one that you need to buy, not something that you shouldn't think that, oh, most women are going around thinking, you know, they blame uh-huh. themselves and thinking, oh,
oh yeah.
Me.
Yeah. If only I didn't have these hips.
Exactly. But when you're trying on the right clothes for you, when it's your style, you will look amazing. And then you know, but as far as what I tell them is, you know, get all those elements to work. It's going to feel amazing on you. Make sure, and if you have anything where, okay, you have to get it, let's just say, okay, yeah, make sure you're going to get it to fit in the hips. And then if uh-huh. you need to get it altered in the waist, you know, do that. It's just,
yeah.
Do something that you know that you're going to be wearing that outfit because you love it and you enjoy it. Don't let it just hang in your closet.
Right. And you know, for me, you know, it's my hips. But I know for some women, you know, it's their waist that they have a hard time fitting with everything else. So I think what I'm hearing you say, you know, and what I do now for myself is, you know, go with the part of you that's hardest to fit, you know, kind of the biggest area, like my shoulders,
mm-hmm.
my shoulders mm-hmm. or my hips, right? Make sure that that fits well, and then go and have it altered. Now,
right.
You know, the reality is that most of us, when we go through divorce, we aren't, it's not like you just won the lottery, you know, it's the funds are a little bit tighter than they were beforehand. So
mm-hmm.
what do you think of secondhand shops? Are they a good bet or a bad bet?
Oh, no, I love them. You can find so many things there. You have to make the time to be able to really go through, and it's not like other stores where you can scan it and find things really fast. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Because there's so many, usually when I go into these places, there's so many clothes to look through. So you want to just spend more time looking for what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, typically, I'll find something that is going to be, you know, I think, oh, wow, I've got all the right sun elements, got the right color.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I need to have it altered. However, because you're saving so much by getting it at a discount anyway, big deal with the alterations. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's going to, I mean, it's quite a bargain.
Yeah.
But I would say nobody's going to know that you got it from a thrift store. They have some amazing clothes, and they keep them up. They keep the styles up to date. They don't take things that are out of date.
Okay.
So it's actually
that's
really,
good
really good way to shop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's really, really good to know. So, you know, it really sounds like we're saying that trends are nice, but they may not be for you.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like we're saying what's most important in your haircut, in your hairstyle, in the color of your hair, right? In
mm-hmm.
the way you do your makeup, in your clothing, it's how it makes you feel most authentically you.
Right.
And that a really good guide for that could be looking at magazines. If you look at facial features, you know, the models and the pictures in them, you know, if they have facial features that are similar to yours, you'll have a better shot of hitting that, you know, deep down in your gut feeling of, oh, yeah, I look hot, than if you don't. Does that seem
right? The features, usually on the models, the features, you can really tell when you see a good haircut on someone, you think, okay, yeah, that's right, or the makeup. Now, sometimes on the models,
mm-hmm.
these are young women,
mm-hmm.
and they basically look good in anything.
So
sometimes it's a little hard deciphering. That's why I say women beat themselves up like, oh, there's
yeah.
something wrong with me. You know, I tried
yeah.
this on. and it doesn't work. So this is where it really benefits people to know what their energy is, or what their, just authentically know who they are. Mm-hmm. And then you know without a doubt what, you know, I like to call it your signature style, what your signature style is.
Yeah.
So it's not about, what I tell people, hey, shop, you can shop the trends, buy it when it fits your style, uh-huh. but otherwise just leave it alone.
Okay. That's great advice. Yeah. So trends aren't necessarily for everyone. It's only if it truly fits you, because you aren't trying to fit in. You're trying to fit you.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Well, okay. So I've worked with two image consultants in my life, right? You and the wonderful woman who helped me when I was, you know, the queen of the frump.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've always learned, right, is that as I know myself better, I can always tweak my look, right? And so with going through the process, I've always found out that I feel better about myself when I think about that the way that I look, right? So if I take my time to get dressed in the morning instead of just, okay, what's clean, you know, in the yoga pants and t-shirt drawer, you know, when I really take a moment and say, you know what? I have this outfit that's just hanging here waiting for me. I feel so much better about myself. And then I also notice that when other people interact with me, they'll act with me differently too. Usually in a really nice, positive way. But you know, sometimes you get those women who get jealous of all of a sudden, you know, you change something and you look different, and they can be a little bit snarky. So is that a common experience that people have after working with UK?
The common experience about people getting snarky.
Well, you know, they're kind of polarized. Either they're really nice, or, you know, you get a couple snarky women over here saying, well, you know, yeah, you look good. And the whole time you're, you know, they're thinking, crap, they look good.
Oh, yes.
I don't.
I can do this. Hey, whatever you're doing is working. And so they want some of that. So typically, the biggest thing that that happens to people, one of the comments I hear after they work with me is they'll tell me, wow, people have been asking me if I've lost weight. And and they say, yeah. And they'll say, you know, and I tell them I haven't, you know, I'm just dressing differently. And they're, you know, they're just kind of like, you know, they can't believe that the clothes are going to make that much of a difference.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, right. And then the other thing is people will just say, you know, something's different about you, you know. But what they're noticing, it's almost like your whole vibration is enhanced, because they can't put their finger on it, but I can guarantee it's not just that outward appearance. You are feeling differently about yourself, and they are also picking up on that.
Well, I love that. I think that it's really important that people, especially after going through divorce, feel good about themselves again. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have today.
Okay.
But thanks so much for joining us here at Functional Divorce, Kay. It's been fabulous having this conversation.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, everyone, I've been talking with Kay Smith about energy dressing and how you can defrump yourself. You can learn a whole lot more about Kay and her work by visiting energydressing.com. And I guess the message here is you should probably update your look post-divorce, because you'll feel better, because people will interact with you differently, and you know, magazines might be a really economical way for you to go to achieve a new look, so long as you're looking for people who are similar in those pictures to you. And so if you have been feeling like you're kind of frumpy, like I did when I got divorced, you know, changing your appearance can go a long way to making you feel better. You might even consider working with an image consultant. It would be a real treat, I promise. Next time, I'll be having a conversation with estate planning attorney, Ashley McMillan.